The truth. Truth.
Resurrect the Republic. Truth Radio Broadcast. On RBN. Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Good day, Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast on RBN. I'm your host, Tom Lacavera-Stewart, usually joined by Lori Anderson. And today, just start off with, first of all, we're going to be talking about a wide variety of topics today. We're going to bounce around a bit. But I am in Arizona, and I have had, pretty much been investigating the situation from veterans on patrol who discovered what the leader of that group called a sex child trafficking ring with exposed skulls. So, folks, I want people to understand this. When we're sharing news and we're sharing links on social media, and a lot of us will stand in absolute opposition to this very real pedo-gate, pizza-gate phenomena. It seems like it's always been. It was more hidden. Of course, it's a lot more prevalent now. What disturbs me about the situation in Arizona is the leader of this movement. His name is Lewis Arthur. It's not his real name. I believe his name was changed. He also claimed to be a veteran for a while, which then it was said, exposed that he wasn't. But he's made all of these wild claims about this site that he located in Tucson. It appears to be an encampment for illegals that are crossing. If you've seen the video, you will see that there is a plastic tank that's buried in the ground that has some kids' toys. I spoke to a few special ops guys who did go out there and they did review the site, and their analysis of that was slightly different than Lewis Arthur. Let me back up. Let me tell you a little bit about Lewis Arthur. First of all, I think that his cause is very noble. Veterans on patrol, they try and reach out to homeless veterans, and of course, who couldn't be in support of that? Well, I liken that very much to the Obama Promise Grant program that keeps the kids from going to school to prisons. It sounds great. You can't get behind that until you realize that a lot more nefarious things are going on with large amounts of money. Well, with this thing with Lewis Arthur, he showed up at the Bundy Ranch, and he stepped in and started saying, well, we don't want to cut the supply lines down, and, we just want to, deliver food and medicine, and we want to do this, and we want to do that, and we. And a bunch of people are standing around looking at this guy, there's cameras on him and everything, and they're like, who is we and who are you? Well, Lewis Arthur created a big stir at the militia camp at the Bundy Ranch. And they had to ask him to leave. So he packed up his stuff and he left. And he came back the next day with the police, claiming that a bunch of his equipment had been stolen that he had left behind. Well, first of all, the question was, well, why would you leave things behind if you were leaving? Unless you really didn't intend to leave. But if you were leaving, why did you leave these things behind? So anyway, the police come in. They start searching tents. Now, keep in mind, this is a very volatile situation going on at the Bundy Ranch, and this is the militia camp. So he comes in with cops. Cops start searching tents and IDing people, which was another very suspicious thing. It's a really big red flag to me when somebody supposedly who's supportive of militia, supportive of allegedly supportive of the Bundys, brings police in like that. It could have been an explosive situation. Thank God everybody had cool heads and nobody was violent, so that nothing did end up happening. So anyway, then Lewis Arthur shows up at the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. And he starts with the same shtick. He's trying to get publicity to blow up on social media, both at the Bundy Ranch, which, by the way, he was nicknamed Screwy Louie after this, and then, again, at Malheur, he came in with that same old, well, we just came to do this, and we want to do that. And we, you know, personally, I think the guy's crazy. But he absolutely is a provocateur. And everybody knows that Blaine Cooper turned around and he testified against the Bundys. It really did break my heart to see that happen. That's a whole other topic for another day. But Blaine apparently laid Lewis Arthur out. You know, and so he went running away from Malheur. So here he is in Arizona, and, you know, like I said, it's a real noble cause trying to help veterans, and it's not like people that don't have personality issues can't get behind, you know, decent causes. But then comes this discovery of this camp where they're making, you know, allegations that there's a rape tree. There were some things tied in the branches. It really is inconclusive. Now, I'm about evidence. If there's a child sex trafficking ring, you know, I want to see anybody involved with it punished. But we're talking about an abandoned camp. Then it was allegations that there was a child's skull found, and that the federal government or the police were investigating. Well, all of this turns out to be not true. My issues with DHS, but apparently both federal, state, and local law enforcement did go and review this. Now, the skull was determined to be that of an adult, and the skull was found 20 miles away in the desert. It wasn't discovered at this camp. So he's, you know, apparently what he's taken is a few pieces and thrown them together to try and get a sensationalized story all in one. And let me explain a little bit of something about this camp for those of you that have seen the video. This container, I was told, you know, we had a kind of powwow about this. We said it was like a vault, a prison that kids would be put in and they couldn't escape because some kids' toys were found here. Well, there's no cell, there's no door on this thing. And what I was told was that this is used underground, and it's not deep underground. It's just has this canopy covering, and then this hole is dug in. And what I was told by a survivalist said that this would be a perfect, and he's seen this and actually built one like it, because they can take a block of ice and put it in this thing, and the ground keeps it, you know, cool. It's almost like being in air conditioning. You have to understand that this is in Arizona, where the temperatures in the desert get up to 115 degrees. They're always finding people who die of either snake bites or dehydration, illegals that are coming in. Now, we also know coyotes are the ones that are paid to bring these people in, men, women, and children. So this is human trafficking because the whole thing is illegal. So that part of it is true. And I think that there is a situation here that the militia should be patrolling these areas and should be trying to catch these people in the act. The Arizona militia, a few years back, they were out on operations and they came across a couple guys from Mexico who were dehydrated and in a very, I don't think they would have survived if they hadn't been found them. And they treated them humanely. So we're not talking about militia that are going out there and shooting people and throwing them down on the ground and all of this. It's, you know, we've heard all kinds of stuff from people that make allegations. And the Arizona militia, and from what I've seen, has acted very responsibly and professionally when they've conducted, these border operations. I'd like to see that shouldn't happen. I think the people need to start taking an active role in that. And we're going to be having somebody coming on Wednesday who's going to be discussing the role of the militia in performing these services to counter all of this deep state corruption activity. All right, so that being said, folks, I'm here in Arizona and I'm talking to people that are, you know, that are out here on the ground. Don't fall into too much hype. At the same time, I don't think that this discovery should be ignored. Okay, so that I wanted to go on record for saying that. I'm not saying that this is a fake site or this is a... The way it was presented by Lewis Arthur was exaggerated. All right. So anyway, there has been some... you know, I don't like to feed the trolls, but I'm going to address something here. I'm going to put it out on the table. Talk show hosts usually have very strong personalities. Sometimes these personalities conflict with one another. Sometimes longtime friends take breaks from each other. One promise that I made when I got on this network is I promised that I would never speak ill of any talk show host. And I meant that on RBN or for hosts that leave RBN. Certainly, not going to talk bad about my friends. Everybody knows that at this point that Mike Hirsock moved on, did his own thing, and I think he's still bringing the truth to people. It's his bringing the Talpiot program. I knew about it, but making me fully aware of it, I appreciated that. But there's been some activity in the chat room and some rumors. These rumors have led certain people to believe, and mostly when I'm talking about certain people, or the trolls out there, but it's also affected some listeners who believe that Mike, for some reason, is trying to get RBN hosts to bail on RBN, to tank RBN. Look, I can tell you that I am in Mike Hirsock's studio right now, and I am broadcasting on RBN. What he did for me when I came to Arizona until I could get set up was he gave me a platform to be able to continue my work on RBN. And I thank him for that. So these rumors that that Mike wants to tank anybody or steal hosts and all of this business is coming from some trolls who also, by the way, advocated for call bombing both John Statmiller's show as well as Mike Rivero's show. They were in the chat room of the AmericanAwakening.org, they were in their chat room that Mike uses, and they were plotting the demise of John Statner. And Mike responded, and so did I, with, you know, who are you people that you have nothing else essentially better to do with your lives than try and tank talk show hosts and create... See, these people, they want to sit back and they want to divide and destroy. To me, it sounds like the very trolls that we're dealing with are probably the ones that we're most harshly criticizing, or friends of those who we are most harshly criticizing. And most of all of you know who I'm referring to. So, that being said, I wanted to clear this rumor and go on the air and just air the air, so to speak, and let people know that we're all still working together. Even if we're not working on the same network, we have the same goal, the same objective, that's to bring truth, factual, important information to the public, and to do so in a way that doesn't hurt someone else's message. Okay, so that I just wanted to say that. And I think that pretty much covers that. So, let's move on to, since we covered this trafficking situation, a lot of you probably have heard by now that there has been a massive pedophile ring busted. Some 230 kids have been pretty much saved from what could have been horrible. It's just, who believes that this is going on? But where this happened who it is affecting is the biggest part of it. It is a Disney, mostly these employees were Disney employees. So an internet pedophile ring with up to 70,000 members. Let that sink in for a minute. I love it when people try and say that these things are all hype. The internet pedophile ring with up to 70,000 members, thought to be the world's largest, has been uncovered by police, a security official said on Wednesday. European police agency Europol said in a statement that Operation Rescue has identified 670 suspects, 230 abused children in 30 countries that have been taken to safety. More children are expected to be found, Europol said. So wrap your mind around that for a minute. You know? It's really, really stunning. It's really, really stunning. And when you find out that what's happening here, right, to catch a predator-style child sex things. So check this out. CNN investigation found at least 35 Florida employees arrested since 2006. They visited a police trap house after explicit chats with undercover officers. Workers included ticket sellers, concierge, tour guide, trainee, and security at Disney. Dozens of Disney workers arrested in a child sex thing. Polk County Sheriff's Office now wants all child workers polygraph tested. Well, that could be kind of slightly problematic. I don't really blame the sheriff for wanting to try and figure out a way to address this. So anyway, at least 35 Disney World employees have been arrested. The suspects included ticket sellers, concierge, trainee. Police caught many in stings modeled on the TV show To Catch a Predator, with undercover officers receiving explicit messages before the suspects agreed to meet at a home rigged with cameras. So trapped, at least 35 Disney World employees have been arrested over child sex offenses, an investigation has revealed. There's an interview, I think, that Alan Treister did being questioned on camera. The total was revealed in the investigation by CNN. Well, thank you, CNN, for something, I suppose. Communist News Network, I guess, couldn't ignore this. The latest round of arrests last week netted another 13 suspects, including four who at some point worked at the sprawling Magic Kingdom. Isn't that lovely? Wouldn't you love to take your kids to the Magic Kingdom? It's so magical. God. So Disney has insisted that the theme park is so large, with around 70,000 employees, that those arrested represent only 0.01% of people it has employed since 2006. Yeah, they were the only ones that got caught. I guess you have to give up some sacrificial lambs every now and again. But Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd said pedophiles have obvious reasons for wanting to work at the resort and wants compulsory lie detector polygraph tests for staff to be made legal. The toll of Disney workers arrested was revealed after a six-month investigation. They tracked down many of the suspects still facing trial, including 50-year-old Robert Kingsolver, who was employed as a ride repair worker by Disney when he was arrested in February. More charged to Disney concierge Alan Treister, 40, accused of explicit chats with the 14-year-old boy. Ticket supervisor Zachary Spencer, 26, who police say sent explicit messages to a 13-year-old boy. Arrested earlier this year were Walt Disney World employees Robert Kingsolver, Joel Torres. Both were lured to a house by detectives. Thank God for that. Pedophile vampire hunters. We'll be back. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Little pink house is for you.
so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast. Okay, fellow pedophile vampire hunters, hashtag that. From Comet Pizza or Comet Ping Pong to Pizzagate, everybody seems to be finally becoming aware that this is a very, very pervasive problem. You know, how do you keep these people from working at Disney? Well, Disney in and of itself is rather satanic. I mean, all you have to do is check out some of the documentaries of people who have been very detailed in analyzing Disney films that are infused with images of sex, of the word sex, of subliminally written, The Lion King, Alice in Wonderland, with the one of the those little dwarfs with his, you know, I'm not even going to say it on the air, it's disgusting. You know, it's just Disney in and of itself is a sick environment that breeds sick people. And it captures them at very young ages. I mean, look at some of the stars now that used to be affiliated with Disney. They're mind-controlled melted shells of human beings that lived debaucherous lives. I mean, it really is a sad situation. So a lot of these people I'm pointing out here, one of those arrested, latest crackdown, 26-year-old Zachary Spencer, a ticket supervisor at the Magic Kingdom. He initiated contact with an undercover detective via social networking site, police said in a statement last week. Now, keep in mind also, folks, I got a call, and you know, I'm just going to leave this anonymous. I got a call from a very good friend who realized that her granddaughter was using one of these sites. I'm not going to promote the site on the air right now. But this young lady is 10 years old and was openly communicating with people that were sending her quite illegal pictures to a child. And they knew she was a child. So hopefully the local law enforcement will react upon that, will act upon that. But, you know, this is a problem that reaches to the highest echelons of government, corporations, you know, Epstein, the island down there, and Laura Silsby, and that trafficking network. So this is something that we cannot ignore, and we need to stay on. So I developed a hashtag called hashtag pedophile vampire hunters. And whenever you come across these stories, I'd like to use that hashtag or to email me whatever you have, because we're going to be doing an in-depth on this in the future. So, you know, email me at rtrtruthmedia@gmail.com, whatever you come across, and let's help expose some of this stuff. Well, anyway, we are using the resurrectorepublic.chattango.com chat room. I'm back into that. Excuse me. If you'd like to share information or ask questions there, I'll be popping in occasionally to check that out. So anyway, so these arrests are a really big problem that needs to be addressed. The internet pedophile ring with, like I said, 70,000 members, thought to be the world's largest. You know, at least the governments are acting. But, you know, you don't see these governments acting upon people like Jimmy Savile. And there are many more like Jimmy Savile, excuse me, in operation. And their influence, their money, you know, it's long said that the powers that be pick people with these weaknesses and put them in key positions because that's how they can control them. Well, that's a fact. And it's getting worse and worse. And hopefully it'll be exposed for what it is. So, let's move on now to, let's see here. Oh, yeah. The demonization. Here's an interesting story. Mrs. Bill Gates, I guess she doesn't have anything else better to do with her time these days. The demonization of whites by Mrs. Bill Gates and other dangerous idiots. Right? Melinda Gates, a rather silly woman with an enormously wealthy husband, has decided to reinvent herself as a venture capitalist with a difference. With her husband's billions, Mrs. Gates announced her intention to venture into a funding startup companies that are likely to fail. In an interview with Fortune magazine, Gates bashed white guys and vowed to favor women and people of color in her investment choices. Got it? She's not going to pick people for their individual talents. She's going to go the Marxist route. These are the people that are ruling the world, folks. More on the other side of that. Resurrect Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast. It's gonna work, kids. You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs, we're gonna redistribute when we make our big tax. Hey, sit back down, don't be a jerk.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back. Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast. We had a caller on the line that I didn't see the message that they were there. If you want to call back, please feel free to. Anyone else you want to call, 1-800-313-9443. You can backtrack on some of the content. And, if I've already passed by what you wanted to comment on, I don't mind. So anyway, I was talking about this nincompoop, Mrs. Bill Gates, who's apparently making it a habit to bash white guys in this Marxist mindset. Of course, don't mind the fact that she's married to a very, very rich white guy. Anyway, using pigment and gender as a criteria and allocating her husband's abundant resources is hardly a prudent investment strategy. I would say that it's set up to fail anyway, but Mrs. Gates can afford to lose a ton of money. Her husband, of course, is Bill Gates, the lily-white billionaire with lots of liver spots. from the heights of ignorance, Mrs. Bill Gates has scolded the venture capital industry. Enough with your love for the white guy in a hoodie. Whatever that means. Thanks to her husband's vast riches, Melinda's son, Rory John Gates, will remain insulated from discrimination visited on white men by vindictive women like Mommy Dearest, in the name of white privilege, whatever that means. You guys know what that means. So white men must be stopped.
very future of mankind depends on it. That article's headline, by the way, is from a Salon piece in 2015. Other influential leftist news sites have furnished sequels to the warning issued by the magazine Time for Christmas. White men must be stopped? What does this mean? So in the postmodern tradition, the pseudo-academics behind the concept of white privilege have invented for themselves an artificial political construct, a.k.a. cultural Marxist postmodernist insanity. You know, when did communism and Marxism move from being subversive and treasonous to being free speech and acceptable to be able to indoctrinate kids with? I digress. So in defense of their word salads, our ideological overlords never argue or prove their case. They just simply assert it. That makes it real. So clever catchphrases such as white privilege create political reality. They don't reflect it. By banging on about a system, racism, and evils of whiteness, the lunatics running the country's academic and corporate asylums indoctrinate the dumb and terrorize the deviationists or the current, what they are now, is heretics, if you don't agree with them. Oh, they're so inclusive and they're so diverse, all but for anybody who happens to disagree with them. So here in the U.S., these sub-intelligent assault on the identity of Europeans, Caucasians, melanin-deficient men, I guess that's a disease now, whatever you wish to call the majority that founded America, it's being institutionalized. You want to talk about institutionalized racism? I always hear that term. Really want to talk about that? Let's talk about that. In South Africa, the writer's birthplace was impoverished. Linguistic Owenism is already institutionalized. And we know where that's led. We see in Africa right now, in South Africa, farmers being chopped into little bits and pieces, and the leaders of these Marxist governments standing up saying, well, we're not advocating for genocide yet. This is actually what they're saying. This is, I mean, the United States attacks countries like Iraq, right? But it's just okay for these Marxist dictators to start slaughtering white people just because they're white. Right. Okay. Gotcha. Oh, we're in a definitely new age, huh? So, anyway, you notice how that's phrased. The problem is something good people get rid of and solve. The problem of whiteness. That's a problem. Right. So, as whites are said to be a problem, they're described as intrinsically bad. Lightweight conservatives, the kind constantly paneled on TV, cast the assault on whites as goofy, to quote a Fox News guest. That's all. They make fun of it as no more than noise to be ignored. This is not noise to be ignored, folks. The fate of the minority in South Africa suggests that there's a real big problem here brewing. And it's going to take a very big solution to rid ourselves of if we do not do something about it. So there's nothing goofy about the demonization of an entire people, of any group, for any reason. It happens to be that whites are fair game, so no other group would tolerate being blackened. This is like what's that movie, Idiocracy? It's like watching Idiocracy unfold in front of you and not being able to do anything about it. In an affirmative action generated class of intellectuals, we're not very intelligent. We have a monster of our own creation. Certainly by teaching and preaching collective guilt and guilt by association, this idiocracy is committing both logical and moral errors. So why so? Well, you can't blame a collective for your misfortunes, real or imagined, unless each individual within that collective has harmed you. Oh, Lord have mercy. The world is losing its mind. So let's talk a little bit about affirmative action in the American mind. Affirmative action means hiring people because they can't do a job well. Nearest synonyms are diversity, meaning groups that cannot do the job well, and inclusiveness, which means seeking people who you know cannot do the job well. These underpinned American society and ruined education. For some time, the sciences deemed less susceptible to the prevailing norms of mathematics would present an impenetrable barrier to the insufficiently bright. This astonishingly is changing. Sciences are being dumbed down to, should we be surprised at this? I mean, just look at global warming. Global warming is an established scientific fact. Well, no, it's not. It's politicized, and it's a way to charge taxes, large amounts of money to be redistributed to other things. You can buy carbon tax credits and still continue to pollute. This is just nonsense. This is a scam, right? But scams are being normalized. Insanity is being normalized. And it just goes on. It's amazing to me. It really is amazing. So, which somewhat curiously brings us to international politics and an aspect of scientific schooling that does not appear to be in the mainstream press. Psychometrists, people who endeavor to measure intelligence, universally agreed that the Chinese are more intelligent than Euro whites. So are the Koreans and the Japanese. So since for the most part, psychometrists are themselves white, their conclusions presumably do not spring from racial chauvinism. The Chinese advantage is measured at around 5 IQ points. This is not great, but makes a considerable difference in the high end of distribution. So as a matter of an observable, this is observable if to many unwelcome fact, virtually all of the work in STEM fields, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics in America is done by whites. Blacks contribute nothing. Hispanics to date, anyway, very little. For reasons of politics, we must pretend not to notice this. Now folks, I always hate to even get into the white, black, Hispanic. Look, as far as I'm concerned, if I had a job to do and I had money to pay somebody, I would want somebody who was the best able to perform that service. I don't care who they are, what they are, where they come from, all that. If you can do the job and you're competent, that's so it's based on individual merit. But individual merit has gone completely out the window. It doesn't exist anymore because of this affirmative discrimination. America's prosperity and place in the world very much depend on invention and excellence in STEM fields. So Boeing sells airliners and provides jobs to Americans only because its airliners are technically equal to those of Airbus. The lowering of technical capacity will have unfortunate consequences for the country. You think? America's whites number about 200 million. The Han Chinese of China, about a billion, five times as many. Beijing understands perfectly that technological virtuosity is crucial to the country's well-being. It spends heavily and successfully on increasing China's performance. Those who follow such things note the speed of that advance. A fully developed China will be able to deploy several times as many researchers and engineers, these being at least as intelligent as America's, on problems of its choosing. Numbers count, and they will count more as time goes by. We are facing some very interesting times. This strongly suggests that unless Washington starts a major war to prevent it, or China collapses from within, the future is in the East. It also suggests that the United States would be well advised to do all it can to maintain its competitiveness for as long as it can. Instead, it seems to be committing imperial harikari suicide, deliberately lowering the quality of education in all fields at all levels. So while China is rising, we are subsequently destroying the minds of our kids. Isn't that interesting? You know, another interesting article is how identity politics is destroying, harming the sciences. By Heather McDonald. It's long, but it's well worth reading. I suggest you look that up. It documents the systematic lowering of intellectual standards in sciences to increase the numbers of women and underperforming minorities. This, as she makes it clear at length, is strongly supported by the federal government. and here are a few examples. Entry requirements for graduate education are being revised. The American Astronomical Society has recommended the PhD programs in astronomy eliminate the requirement that applicants take the graduate record program, the GRE, in physics, since it has a disparate effect and impact on females and underrepresented minorities. Think about that for a minute. Knowing that there are certain people out there, regardless of where they come from, who they are, or the color they are, that are negatively impacted by taking an exam. Physics. Let that sink in. You want to make America great again? Well, that's not how to go about doing it. Mathematical problem solving is being de-emphasized in favor of more group projects, a piecemeal of stupidity. Undergraduate physics education is being slowed down so that no one gets left behind. No child gets left behind. Atypical includes a grant from October 2017 directs $300,000 toward increasing Native American math involvement by incorporating indigenous knowledge systems into Navajo Nation math circles. The National Institutes of Health, or another diversity-obsessed federal science funder, medical schools receive NIH training grants to support postdoctoral education for physicians pursuing a research career in such fields as oncology and cardiology. The NIH threatens to yank any training grant when it comes up for renewal if it has not supported a sufficient number of unrepresented minorities or URMs. This is Marxism. This is cultural Marxism. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. So, anyway, medical school administrators urge admissions committees to overlook the medical college admission test, the MCATs, scores of Black and Hispanic student applicants and employ a holistic review in order to engineer a diverse class. The result is a vast gap in entering qualifications. Are you kidding me? Ah! America's lost its collective. We're even allowing this to be going on. Jordan Peterson, can you start a university, please? It would be great. Online university. That way we don't have need for the million-dollar buildings. And we don't have need for safe spaces because we're all from, home. I'd get behind that. So anyway, McDonald goes on to tell of a school after school accepting diversity with credentials well below those of real students, of schools dropping the GRE requirement because it makes obvious that in STEM fields, women and minorities are not performing as desired. Minorities always means poorly performing minorities. Chinese, Japanese, Koreans, and so on don't count. They're minorities, but they don't count, folks. They're not included. So it's not really about minorities, is it? Of course not. So the comparatively young may be so steeped in such corrupted insanity that they do not know how the sciences were formerly taught. A description. Going into a small southern school, Hampton Sydney College, of respectable but not astonishing credentials, the pre-dumbing down SATs were a bit over 1,100. This was before social justice had replaced competence as a reason for study. Freshmen were expected to be fully literate and know algebra cold. Remedial courses would have been thought crazy. If you needed them, you needed to be somewhere else. In any event, if you had graduated from high school without being able to read, you were unlikely to learn. Freshman chemistry at HS, much like freshman chemistry in other schools, was not a cooperative shared learning experience that avoided unnecessary facts. It did not exist to avoid disturbing, heartwarming, but dim-witted minorities. It was, it did what it was supposed to do. No, it was real chemistry, sink or swim. Most of the people there swam because they were looking at med school, graduate work. If there had been affirmative action students, most of the material would have had to have been eliminated. Mathematical literates do not balance Rito equations or interpolate four-place log tables, which in those slide rule days were being done. You know, so this is like the deliberate, absolute dumbing down by means of a postmodernist, neo-Marxist agenda. Affirmative action, that is what that is. It's nothing more than that. So, how identity politics is harming the scientists. Like I said, it's an excellent piece by Heather McDonald. I want you to go and check that out and spread that around if you would. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast will be right back.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Welcome back. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. So, all right. Homeland Security's massive new database will include facial recognition DNA and people's non-obvious relationships. This is something that was sent in the chat room, and I happen to thank you for that because I missed this one. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security is quietly building what will likely become the largest database of biometric and biographic data on citizens and foreigners in the United States. The agency's new Homeland Advanced Recognition Technology, or HART, database will include multiple forms of biometrics from facial recognition to DNA, data from questionable sources, and highly personal data on innocent people. Well, we knew that they were doing this, right? I mean, it's no big surprise. It will be shared with federal agencies outside of the DHS, as well as state and local law enforcement and foreign governments, and yet we still know very little about it. The records DHS plans to include in HART will chill and deter people from exercising their First Amendment-protected rights to speak, assemble, and associate. Data like facial recognition makes it possible to identify and track people in real time, including at lawful political protests and other gatherings. Boy, that gives you an eerie feeling about all of those cameras that are everywhere going in and out of your own places where you live and shop, huh? Think about that. You know where you're going in real time. So other data they're planning to collect includes information about people's relationship patterns and from officer encounters with the public can be used to identify political affiliations, religious activities, family relationships, friendly relationships. These data points are also frequently colored by conjecture and bias. We know that for a fact. So in late May, who's helping to ascertain what is right and what is not, in late May, EFF filed comments criticizing DHS's plans to collect, store, and share biometric and biographic records it receives from external agencies and to exempt this information from the Federal Privacy Act. These newly designated external biometric records, or EBRs, will be integral to the DHS's bigger plans to build out HART. This is part of mastering the human domain that Lori and I have discussed with you. This all goes back to Jade Helm, which was completely blown out of proportion by InfoWars and a couple of, not everyone at InfoWars, but Biggs, I think, did the best coverage of it as far as InfoWars was concerned. But nobody really got deep into what it really actually was. All of those that were trying to smear people wanted to make it about a big conspiracy theory, when in fact it was just them unrolling their data and coordination efforts in mastering the human domain. Well, we will be back in the second hour. We'll be right back. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.